This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agon Erev Shabbos, everyone. Nice to see everybody back after Yom Tov. So now, Tavshin Pei Gimel. It's Shabbos Bereishis. There's a beautiful idea. Why is this week called Shabbos Bereishis? Next week is not Shabbos Noyach. The following week is not Vayikra. The following week is not Shabbos Lech Lecha. But when we read a parsha, it affects the time of the year. And if this is the week we read about the creation of the world, then this week brings about a new beginning and a new awakening in the world and in us. So we're beginning a new season of Bi'ur Tefillah. We're entering the realm of the Berachas Kriya Shema. We spend quite some time on Psukei Dezimra. I believe it was very fruitful. And Halavai Vayter. This series is again generously sponsored by my dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Lila Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shem Na'aliyah, Shpia Meir Tzioshar for his whole family, for Simcha Senachas, Arbias Goel Tzedek. We're going to begin by speaking about Kaddish Baruch Hu. This comes from the Sefer Iyun Tefillah of Rabbi Shimon Schwab. There is an idea that we should, the Chacham or Masakein, seven Kadeshim a day. And the Ge'onim find in Asmachta, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. Seven times a day I praise you. Now, the Gemara says that's a remez to the seven Berachos Kriya Shema we say every day. We say three in Shachris and four in Marav. But the Ge'onim say it refers to saying a minimum of three of seven Kadeshim a day. Three in Shacharis, two in Mincha, two in Marav. Two in Marav, one before Shemana Esrei, and one after. Two in Mincha, one before Shemana Esrei, and one after Tachnun. Three in Shacharis, you have one after Shemana Esrei, one before after Asher Valetzion. And by Shacharis, we can't have one before Shemana Esrei, because you can't be mafsik between Gula and Tefillah, the Gemara Bracha says on Dav Tes. Therefore, we're mashlemit with the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. All the other Kaddishim are basically just Kaddish Yasim, they're Kaddish Rishus. Actually, the Kaddish before Psukah Dezimra was basically a way to encourage people, Yisoimim, and people who were Avelim to come early for Shacharis, but it's not Me'ikar HaTfilah. Okay, and by saying Kaddish Yasim, it is a great way to honor one's parent because it elevates them in Gan Eden. Now, it's interesting here, Rav Schwab brings, there are three expressions that are somewhat similar. There's Kiddush, there's Kiddusha, there's Kaddish. Kiddush is what we do Friday night and Shabbos day. In English, we call it sanctification, is purifying and freeing oneself from low types of entities. So when we talk about the greatness of Shabbos or Yom Tov or Havdalah, we call it Kiddush. Kiddusha is the state of holiness and purity. Kedusha is a state. Sanctity. Not separating from the profane and the mundane, but the state of sanctity. That's what the malachim, that's the state they're in. Now, Kaddish is Aramaic for Kaddish. Kaddish is Aramaic for holiness, which is one of the descriptions of Hashem. And therefore, the essence of Kaddish is Yehe Shmei Rabba Mevarach. So accordingly, the main Kaddish is really Chatzi Kaddish, and all the additions to the Chatzi Kaddish, to Skabel, and Yehe Shlomo Rabba, and Al Yisrael, they're all from the Ge'onim, but they're not Me'ikar HaKadosh. All the additions to the end. So the Ikar Kaddish is Chatzi Kaddish. Now it's very interesting. If you analyze our Kaddish, and you want to know what language is Kaddish in, so I don't know, Kaddish, Yiskadel, the Yiskadish, Yiskadish sounds like Hebrew, Yiskadel even sounds like Hebrew, Bioma is Aramaic, so it's like a mix, it's a hybrid. Actually, the Gemara in Brachas says that they used to say Kaddish totally in Hebrew. They didn't say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. The Gemara in Brachas says they said Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevairach. And it was changed to Aramaic. The Beis Yosef gives many reasons. Maybe we'll talk about other reasons in later weeks. Some Tosfos says, well, maybe it's because of the jealousy of the Malachim. We don't want them to understand it. But Tosfos gives a very pashut reason why we say Kaddish in Aramaic. This Tosfos is found in Brachas Daf Gimel. Tosfos says, we want Amei Haaretz, who didn't understand Hebrew, we want them to understand Kaddish, because Kaddish is such a lofty tefillah. The whole world stands on Kaddish after the drasha of a Chacham. In fact, you know, we had in the Shir, I know we didn't get together Wednesday morning, but we had a Shir Wednesday night, and in the Wednesday night Shir, I'm going to share with you just one brief idea about the importance of Kaddish, namely, the word Bereishis stands for Bekavana Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Excuse me, Ta'ane Bekavana Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Answer with intent, Yehesh Mei Rabba. That's like the foundation of the whole world. Answer with intent, Yehesh Mei Rabba. And especially, Bereishis, Be'es Sheyilmedu Rabbanei Yisrael Toiras Agadois. So the world, whole world stands on Kaddish of Agadata. And my friend, Dr. Asi Klein, sent me from the Berkei Yosef that the reason why we only say Kaddish on Agadata is because Kaddish you have to say Besimcha. And Agadata elicits Simcha. So the common folks spoke Aramaic, and we want them to understand it. Moreover, the Gemara says in Shabbos that anyone who says Amen Yishmei Rabba, we tear up their Gezar Din. So if, let's say, the Bez Din Shomayla was Gezar, any kind of Oynish on a person, they rip up the Gezar Din and they gave him the opportunity to go on the right path. So we want everyone to understand it. By the way, this is a very good idea. This is the first Shabbos after the Yom Naram. We don't know if there are any Gezerois, Chas V'Shalom. So Hashem gives us a Shabbos right away. And we have time to answer Amin Hishmei Rabba b'Menuchas HaNefesh. We could be Oiker, all the Gzer, be Koirea, all the Gzerois Rois, Chas V'Shalom. Another thing is, we only say Kaddish. We only say Kaddish B'Tzibur. And we need 10 Jews. Also for Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Kriyas HaTorah, HaFtorah, we need 10 Jews. Like we learn out from the Pasuk Mikdash B'Sachon Yisrael. So we need to use a language that the Tzibur understands. Because this is not a private too. We need everyone to be there. Now, the Darshanim say the word Tzibur is Rashi Tevois Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishoim. Now, yes, that's interesting. It doesn't mean Tzibur Tzadikim Beinonim Rishoim. It means a Tzibur consists of those who were once upon a time Rishoim, and now they're Balei Tshuva. And therefore we're going to have Amei Haaretz among us, so we need to use a language that everyone understands. So either because of the importance of Kaddish, the whole world stands on it, B, because it rips up bad Gezeros, and three, because we only say it B'Tzibur, so we have to use a Lashon that B'Tzibur understands. Now Rav Schwab brings a very interesting point here. When we say that the Jews spoke Aramaic, it's not a real Aramaic. The same way Jews didn't speak German, they spoke Yiddish. You know, it's like a more of a folky kind of German. It's a Judaicized German. Or Jews Judaicize Spanish by speaking Ladino, or in the yeshiva world, they don't really speak English. They speak, you know, Yinglish. That's just the paradigm of history. That's the those are the trends in Jewish life. So we didn't speak Aramaic. It was a Yiddish kind of Aramaic. It was a mixture of Lashon Kodesh and Aramaic. Like Yiddish is a mixture of Hebrew and German. Or in the yeshiva world, the Reb Shav says, they don't speak English. They speak, you know, English with Lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara is also not fully Aramaic. It's Aramaic and Hebrew. In the Mishnayos also, there's like Hebrew-Aramaic mixed in. So if you look in the Kaddish, it's Yiskadel, V'Yiskadesh is Hebrew. In Aramaic, it wouldn't be Yiskadel, V'Yiskadesh, it would be Yisrabe. Shmei Rabba is Aramaic. Yisbarach V'Yishtavach Zoshan Kodesh. Shmei is Aramaic. So it's a folksy kind of language. You know, it's a mistake to say, yeah, Kaddish is Aramaic. No, it's not. Yiskadel V'Yiskadesh is not. Yisbarach V'Yishtavach is not. But it's a mix. So basically, what Kaddish is it's a something that unites the tzibor. It's something that galvanizes the tzibor. The rest of the tefillah is more like in an elite language. But the Kaddish is the tefillah that, you know, everyone could get into. Therefore, right after we say Kaddish, so then the Shel Tzibor says Baruchu. Why? Because Baruchu is basically fully uniting the congregation. Baruchu is saying, guys, whatever you've been saying till now, Ashrei, Hallelujah, you all said privately. Now, Baruch Hu is a Lashon Rabim. Everyone together bless Hashem. So, Baruch Hu is following Kaddish. Kaddish is basically written in a folksy language to get everyone together. And then we order everyone, Baruch Hu. Before Marav, we say Baruch Hu. Meaning, this tefillah is not individual, but everyone together is going to praise Hashem. Everyone says, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Le'elam Va'ed. And that establishes, all right, now we have a tzibur. Basically, Baruch Hu is ascertaining and establishing the existence, the entity of tzibur. And the same thing before Kriyas HaTorah. You're not laying the Torah unless you have a tzibur. So like, at what point of time, you know, this guy's reading his parsha sheet. That guy is I don't know what that guy's doing. The third guy is like blowing his nose. What makes it a tzibur? Everyone's minding their own business. The answer is, Herzichain, wake up everyone. Baruch Hu, let's prepare ourselves to come together as a tzibur. Because we're now about to, not only Daven Shemoneh Esrei, but even Kriya Shema we want to do as a tzibur. After all, I'm just adding an idea that, you know, literally Shema means, Shema Yisrael, gather together Israel. And when the Jewish people are gathered together as one, that reflects Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we need the Baruch Hu to, so to speak, gather everyone together, even for the Kriya Shema, or for the Kriyas HaTorah, or someone who gets an Aliyah. And therefore the Shliach Tzibur, or the person who gets an Aliyah, says, Baruch Hashem HaMevoirach, together with the Tzibur. Now, right, in other words, why does the...
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.